This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So I got on my galoshes and my slicker and I go trudging down there into the basement and I say, "Water, I cast thee out from here." Nothing.
Yeah.
So deep breath, you know, because I'm working on this.
Yeah.
I know I've got a bit of a temper
accepting
issue.
The things you cannot do spells on.
Right, right. You but know. I say, okay, let's take two, LOL. <Yeah. laughs> And I say, water, with all respect, I cast thee out from here. And the water, of course, now starts roiling.
Wow.
So disrespectful. At me, it's roiling. In my home.
Is it hot? Is it making your galoshes hotter?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Wow. Those are my former galoshes. Those are my old galoshes.
Wow, because they got so hot.
I'm picking them out of my toenails.
You're picking your galoshes out of your toenails?
Yeah. I'm picking my galoshes out of my toenails.
Wow. Because
the water, which was being, excuse me, ladies, B-I-T-C-H.
Wow.
Was being a little bit of a B-I-T-C-H, melted my galoshes into my feet. And then I spend the rest of the night casting spells on my feet instead of the water. Which is not how I wanted my weekend to go.
Yeah. So you're picking your glasses out of
your feet with a spell. No, they weren't working, Hayes. No, none of the spells worked.
Okay.
Is that the whole, that's what you want to hear? No, none of the spells worked.
I think you need a W-I-T-C-H.
Yeah. Well, and that's, yes. And excuse
the
me.
The positive but, form. Mm-hmm.
That's the good one.
The good
the
bitch.
The scarlet B word. Imagine.
Dude.
Imagine what the scarlet B word would be like.
I'm tripping out on this.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Marvel comes out with a new one. Oh, it's the scarlet B word.
I'm just imagining.
Look, it's 2023. We want the show to make more money.
Money.
You can't spell bread without Deborah is what I like to say. We got the
That's
three busy wow. breads in the house.
Wow. Famously known for making people a lot of money.
That's it. It's time to cash in. Cha-ching. We don't care about, you know, the content so much as we just need to get paid.
Three busy bread bros.
Three
bread bras.
Bread bras. Three busy bread bras.
No, I didn't say that.
That's
no,
not
that's
what
not
you
what
said,
I said.
Actually,
yeah, you
actually,
did.
Hayes, if you were even listening,
yeah, you
she
just,
pronounced
you
it a little
straight
different.
Up. Did
she said, "What is this? Women talking?" Yes.
I just want to say, people weren't here. We just started recording. That is the third time Mitra has said that.
So let's do a follow. I want to follow up on our last... Actually, before we follow up, I think it would be, given how this stuff has sort of played out for our last two records, I think it would be great to set
the
next
been two?
One.
There's been one,
There's
but
been
I guess
one.
It felt like two to you.
Well,
what
that,
the fuck
that
is
That feeling
happening?
When the podcast Why, like, so funny feels like two?
This is the second one.
But you said the past two records.
Yeah, this is one... Well, the scheduling for this one has taken place. God willing. I mean, I half expect you all to just be like, suddenly the next 15 minutes of this you're booked for.
It's not even that we're booked. It's that we keep getting COVID.
Or, yeah. or someone has to take
COVID
their
is a kind of
school.
Booked. You can say you booked no, COVID. We put, booked it.
Booked it. We booked COVID.
Booked and busy getting COVID again.
I actually forgot to say, and this is a joke, but it's real, that I have a heart out because I did break a tooth in half. But I didn't mention
Let's
the heart out,
it.
So it's on
Show
me.
Teeth. Oh, Show
that's
teeth.
A really Wait. Bad case of COVID. When COVID busts your tooth in half.
Wait, Alyssa, which part of that was the joke?
The heart out, I guess. I do have a heart out, but I didn't mention it, so don't worry about it. It's more.
But
like,
you how, did break.
How'd you do in it?
Part of her tooth had a heart out.
Yeah, it popped out and scurried away.
Well, not hard enough. Eating peanuts with the shells on, or what's going on? What'd you do?
Coconut chimp.
Pistachios. Coconut chimp.
Coconut chimp.
Wait, really?
I had two cracked teeth. I had two cracked teeth last
That's
week. My
sober.
Retainer was too tight.
I think the situation is that it wasn't that the coconut chip was particularly hard, although I am interested in pursuing legal action. But but I think
Careful.
The tooth so weak, ready to fly, had a nightmare mm-hmm. in real life. Tooth mm-hmm. came out.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Should yeah. I get it? Make a. Should I get a gold one?
Yes.
Tooth right? so weak had me like.
Tooth so weak. Mm-hmm. Tooth weak AF.
Tooth so weak had me like ouch.
Yeah.
Can we? And so are we able to see it or like, or maybe does it look normal now? Is there any possibility that like there was kind of too much going on there?
Don't you see that hole?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That is.
There's no video for this episode, Hayes. You know that.
Yeah.
Eating coconut chips is low key goated when cracking tooth is the vibe.
What if that was the last thing you ever said?
You had us speechless. You had us all holding our breath.
I want Sandy to live forever, but I also want those to be her last words.
So, Kevin, do any date? Can you just like throw out some dates and we can just like get it on the books?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because this has been like such a like...
Let's just make sure we get the next one.
Such a gruesome ordeal.
But wasn't it you who had
it was you.
Conflict?
You, someone had to take a baby.
Oh, that was Sean.
I had to do something with my
this baby doesn't go anywhere. It's like a baby. It doesn't like it lives at home.
Mm-hmm. It
baby who lives at home.
Mm-hmm. One of mine had to go somewhere for something.
Oh, you have a stay at home
doing.
Baby.
Can mm-hmm. I say something? Can I interrupt and say something?
Let me think about it.
All right.
I've gotten in trouble in the past for just immediately reacting to this kind of question.
Well, let's debate.
And I'd like to take a beat.
We can debate whether or not Alyssa can say something.
Well, that's good. That's interesting. Sandy, do you have a particular opinion on this? Like, you know Alyssa better than I do.
I think
a little.
Alyssa, you know, she does like to say things. I think that when allowed to say things, she'll say them, but she should be given time to think about them.
Is there a precedent for just something she said previously that we can be like, just so we can kind of know just one example of the kind of thing that
she
we might
said,
be?
What is this, women talking?
I want to cut in and say that there's probably a lot of examples of times I've wanted to say something and I shouldn't have. And for anyone to give one would both be doing me a disservice in terms of the types of things I can say that I have said in the past, and would show me in a light that I think is stupider than I'd like to be seen as. If that makes sense. So.
Okay, I'm connecting to that. I just want to, like, so for me... I always try to, maybe this is a flaw as a host, maybe it's my greatest quality, but I do try to imagine the listener's experience.
Aww.
And I know for me, just being in this Zoom with all these people, it's been pretty unpleasant so far. And we do need some kind of system to move forward. So this is nice that Alyssa... you know, submitted to the floor that perhaps you would be able to say something. And now we've explored it. I don't know about you guys. I'm leaning no. Just because so many people are saying things, I just don't think we're going to have time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say, well, here's what I'll say now. We've given her now time to think about what she's going to say. So I think that now that she's had the time, she can make her decision about whether or not what she was going to say should be said.
Yeah. Well, she even said something about what she was going to say. And I got to say, just getting that sneak preview, it didn't seem great.
Yeah.
That was not a reflection on things I say in the future, I want to point out. That was a reflection on things I said in the past. Mm-hmm.
I was quiet for a second because I was myself.
Yeah.
I was putting myself in the mind of the listener, mm-hmm. and I did end up becoming entrapped there, like in the cell. And they did have to send in a team to extricate me. This all happened, of course. The time works differently in the mind of the listener.
Oh.
You know?
Aw, that's
Yeah.
I love how time works in the life of the performer.
Talk about that. Can we talk about that instead of whatever the Alyssa's thing is? That sounds really interesting to me.
Well, time slows down in the mind of a performer. You're able to be so present when you're out on that stage. You're looking out at the faces that are looking up and perhaps sometimes lit, sometimes not. And there's so many
times. Live, and it is for everyone. Listen, we're talking about live theater here.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're smiling. Sometimes they're scowling.
Yeah.
That could be their own trip, or it could be quite often what you're doing.
But these days, what with our new normal, oftentimes can't see mouth at all.
These days, I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do.
Could Kevin, maybe some days, maybe Kevin could share some of these days.
Monday, yeah. January 1st, 2024.
I'm currently booked that day.
I am as well. Okay. I'm going to be booked that day.
That actually day is a nightmare
for me. I'm actually free if you
want to.
I'm free if you want to just have me on.
Oh, a tell-all.
Oh, wow. I can clear it up just to get a one-on-one with Alyssa and kind of sort through. So that the real recording does go well.
That's my water day. January 1st, I'm doing my water for the whole year.
Wow.
You're doing it?
January 1st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's smart.
I have this special Nalgene that it has all my water for the whole year. I just do it. And it's like one day that's like, that. Obviously that day is bad.
It's a Nalgene that you can drive, isn't it? It has an engine and wheels.
Yes.
And
that's literally the only way to transport it like home from the store. And the store is like obviously can only sell only one of them because it's like almost as big as a store. But every day after that is like amazing. The first day like sucks, but like every day after that is really bad.
Guess you could say there are many ways of water.
Well,
Avatar.
Or shapes, even.
Avatar.
Or shapes. Yeah. Could have been
the
shapes.
Fish, fuck
shapes
the fish.
Of water. Yeah.
Hated that movie. Worst movie.
I hated it because you can't do that.
You can't do that.
Yeah. It's just like, it's damaging, right? To go like, hey, Alyssa, if you can, the fish will fuck
you. If
you
need to chew on your shirt. If this is what you want to say, if you need, like, you were kind of almost chewing on your shirt, it seemed like it might make you feel better. If you need to do that, you could absolutely put, like, some of your shirt in your mouth or, like, whatever.
Hayes
like, whatever
talking
is
about
soothing.
The clothes yet again.
Hayes and women's clothes.
Bingo card.
Hayes singling out our clothes.
Amazing. And
yeah,
so now, like,
that is it is amazing, isn't it, Hayes? Isn't it amazing that you
so
love to
now,
talk about our clothes and what we're wearing?
And so now
every
in this society,
toxic,
and
toxic.
now the handmaids are no longer to even have their clothes discussed in public. The handmaids must always maintain propriety and never have their clothes be brought up. Unbelievable!
I can't even watch The Handmaid's Tale because I'm like I'm living it.
I don't even know. It's not even like watching. It's like I'm looking. It's like a mirror. Not me in the mirror, obviously, but it's like I'm looking.
But like your empathy in a mirror?
Yes.
Yes. I often think, I think I'm watching Handmaids. I go, wow, this latest Handmaids is a really good episode. And then I realize I'm just looking out the window at the street.
No, exactly.
And seeing
like, exactly.
What's happening in the street right now is insane.
It should be illegal.
Sometimes when I think I'm watching Handmaids, And then I go, I'm watching my hands
made the pasta.
That's
amore.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl live streams a few games and chats with listeners on his new series, Play No Games. The boys teach me a new language on the pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these bonus shows and live streams at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are.
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. There's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes. Yeah.
I have it. Punk,
you have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats?
No, but I'm Clean Harry, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did Punk. That from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your
friends. And I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it like there's no like scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just guess I inhaled the cat disease.
Okay.
That like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving. But they do have shaving stuff. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually, 6 to start. But if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones. The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a glitter box.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out? Freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy. Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro, you have no idea.
I hate to tell you, mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No, 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 no. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma, brother. Your grandma does drugs. Okay. So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma. Everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
So I want to talk a little bit about accountability and give space to Alyssa, who has admitted that she keeps leaning into the mic and promised to stop, actually.
I sent that message in confidence.
This is the most active chat. There's 4 messages in the chat. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
And before you two came on the Zoom, I spoke with Kevin about how I was using a microphone I haven't used before and I was concerned about the sound recording. And now I keep leaning into the mic and now I'm being called out about a private message that
I sent.
No,
you're being called in, Alyssa. You're being called in.
Into the mic.
Big difference.
I was creating space to honor your accountability because I think we don't see that enough in podcasting.
Agreed.
I agree completely.
Sean, is there anything you feel that you could be accountable for?
Yeah, I think I should be talking more. I think here I am. I'm the host. You know, I have the responsibility to kind of lay the foundation for this episode to be successful. Mm-hmm. And I've been letting all of you and the listeners down by not talking over everyone.
So you feel that this podcast is not, you feel that this podcast is currently going poorly.
I hate to label it as going poorly or being a bad episode, but I think at some point we have to face facts. And if we're gonna land this plane. You know.
Okay, so what do we need to do? Do we need to drop some truth bombs? Do we need to, like...
That would be powerful if anyone has, like, a confession or something that could...
And I think that we
conceivably
need to
go viral.
Right, we could go viral.
I think we need to be asking to speak before we do, like I tried to do earlier.
So putting some thought into this is important. Like, instead of just everyone just, like, popping off with, like, their little ideas... Last time we recorded this, our conversation had like real consequences. I think we can just say it. We talked a lot about needing to shave some budget off of the Three Busy Debras TV show.
We got ultimate budget shave.
They ultimately decided to cut 150% of the budget, which I didn't know.
Yeah, they made us give the money back that they made us.
I'd never seen that before, but like.
That feeling when you cut the budget so hard the show does not exist anymore.
It was really funny though to do that whole podcast knowing that we were canceled and then not tell you until we stopped recording.
I guess that was better for me too. I didn't want to like come up with a different idea or something. So I was actually really grateful for that.
That would be exhausting. Kevin does every damn episode knowing he's canceled.
Dang.
This little freak show. This fucker.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am seeing a combined 57 emails between our two episodes. And so I'm wondering if rescheduling more, because our last episode was in Vulture.
Wow.
What?
It was?
Vulture app.
So the longer it takes to schedule, the more impactful the episode. We got a show killed and we got a write-up.
Wow. Wow.
This one's going to get me assassinated.
Society. Yeah, I guess our show can make a difference. You know, as we talk about, obviously, it's funny, right? Like, it's right there. It took a long time to schedule, and you're called the Busy Debras. You're too busy to schedule, and you're the busy, Bread Bros.
The Busy Bread Bros.
See, that's exactly how I said it. And everyone is just like moving right along. It's like so crazy. This like
okay, let's do, okay, let's
this
deal
is handmade.
This is positively Orwellian. Right,
this is seriously hand-Mordwellian.
This is seriously unprecedented.
This is seriously our cartoon president did.
Okay. We're tuning out the news.
We are tuning out the news right now.
We are tuning out the news. You have to.
So you can hear the dulcet tones of women talking.
Because if I tune in the news, it's Handmaids.
tune my news out, please.
Go ahead.
No, I was just talking about like busyness and the business. And, we're very busy too. And because you are so busy, one thing I want to talk about, I haven't even told Hayes this, but I was hoping you could help us kind of crack.
On pilot?
I want to, no. No.
Yeah, I mean, yes, but
not in this format.
Not in this context at all.
What I would like is help kind of nailing down a more impactful away message. Like Hayes and I have a shared AIM account. And we want our away message to kind of be like funny, flirty, cool, but also send the important information, which is like we are not available.
Can't talk right
we
now.
We are away.
Can't talk right now. I'm fucking.
I was literally gonna say can't talk. Getting fucked.
Can't talk. Getting my gaper filled. In quotes from Bart Simpson.
From Bart Simpson?
Like the quote is from Bart Simpson is saying, Bart's I can't saying, talk right now.
Oh, okay. I'm not getting fucked by Bart Simpson.
I thought you meant like getting my gaper filled by Bart Simpson.
No, it's a quote from Bart Simpson for the away message. it's sort of fun and flirty. Can't talk right now.
The Bart Simpson is the fun part of getting your...
The funny part.
That's so the funny.
Can't talk right now, having funny, fun flirty. Getting my gaper filled. In yes. quotes, Bart Simpson.
Is that flirty?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's about sex. And anything sexual flirty about is flirtatious.
And, mm-hmm. and knowing that like that possibility is out there will entice the viewer.
Okay. It's funny, it's flirty, it's cool, because I know Bart Simpson.
Yeah.
But that's the funny
possibility
part.
Is there for, I mean, for Bart Simpson. Like, you're kind of...
No, it's really. A quote from Bart Simpson.
I know, Bart that, that's what it. I'm saying.
Oh,
Bart
okay.
Simpson said that.
From the
Bart
Simpsons.
Simpson said that.
But then I'm worried it doesn't give you any information about me.
Yeah. You love the Simpsons, and you condone gaper filling.
Uh-huh. And you identify as a Bart.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
we really.
That's,
we also
wow.
want to just stay like pretty neutral on that, at least on this show.
Mm-hmm. Like, on the Simpsons,
we just kind of represent like we still represent Earwolf in a way. You know what I mean?
So do I. Like,
yes, I
Bitch.
Know. And so like,
yeah,
that's. But like, so you know, even when you're like no longer part of the network, like that's still
we're still going to like the grill out. Like Fourth
exactly,
of July
and we still
stuff.
Carry like their reputation yeah. and stuff with us.
We're part of the
like,
community, and
you
like,
still have
yes,
the.
You're
the,
always gonna have
the
that.
Tattoo.
Yes, we have.
And the, you still drive yes. the Earwolf mobile around town, promoting the mm-hmm. podcast network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our days we don't get the same like primo shifts that we used to get. Mm. It's usually it's the last day of the month at 2 a.m.
And it's half now there's sort of like an ad deal, so it's half Insomnia cookies, half Earwolf, so you are mostly driving around cookies to people on yeah. the USC yeah, campus.
And I'm not allowed to listen to podcasts while I'm in there.
The ultimate irony.
There's a blast,
isn't it?
Delicious.
What am I reading, The New Yorker?
I'm savoring the irony.
Chew into that.
This like is an impression. This is an impression of me reading a New Yorker cartoon.
Here's me reading a New Yorker cartoon. Wait, who's saying that?
here's me reading a New Yorker cartoon. Wait, the therapist did what?
here's me reading a New Yorker cartoon. What are these random letters and numbers? I can't read, man. Bart Simpson.
What are the numbers?
What are these random?
Kevin, do you have any more dates? You look like you have something you want.
And also, Kevin,
say.
You could do you reading a New Yorker cartoon.
Yeah.
We're
Kevin,
going
I have
round
one. Robin. I have one more if you want it. I have one more reading.
I'll
a
take
New Yorker
Sean's
cartoon of me. Okay, this is Kevin reading a New Yorker cartoon. This came out well.
My away message used to be RIP grandpa. I never met him. He died 20 years before I was born, but I think it like I got a lot of sympathy from people. So
hey, so sorry about
oh
your
my
grandpa.
God
yes, that's really good.
I think the assumption was like I was
what's
at
up
his
with that,
funeral.
What's up with that gaper, like it just got
okay, here's another date. Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024.
That's really close to my birthday, so I don't know if I can.
Yeah, it's Mitra's birthday week, so
birthday episode. We I do
I'm
famous
be,
birthday
yeah,
episodes.
Making Mitra's birthday present. Yeah,
my birthday is in 6 days, so if anyone has anything they want to give me or any advice, no advice. Got it. Okay.
No, well, now I'm just wondering. I am wondering about Kevin's idea because I liked Mitra's initial pitch, but it felt like it was missing something. And I wonder if I could say, like, my grandpa's getting his gaper filled by Bart Simpson in heaven.
Quote,
R.I.P.
Marge Simpson.
Quote, Marge Simpson. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So then it's
right,
his
it
own great grandfather. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do January 3rd. I'm looking
you
at my
can do
now.
You can do the third.
I can
don't
do January
say
3rd.
The third.
I'm just gonna go ahead and say that I cannot do January 6th
because you'll be doing it again.
Yeah,
because yeah. I'm gonna finish the job.
Yeah.
Okay, February 23rd is a Friday. It's also my half birthday. How's that look for everyone?
23rd. I don't love a prime number.
And is it a leap year? Because that does make a big difference.
Yeah, that kind of
it is.
That up.
It is a leap year.
Ew.
That's gonna fuck us.
Yeah. That's kind of gonna mess. I'm unavailable for the leap year, so we probably move into 2024. If that's wait,
this
five.
Is 2024.
Oh
let's look at five.
Yeah. Oh
no, that's.
I did. I was journaling the other day, and I did date it as 2025. So.
25, Mitra?
OMG.
To me, it's 2025.
That's like when people ask me how old I am and I go, 24?
I told someone I was 24 the other day. It's I like, put it on a form.
It's like, it just, the brain stopped there.
Uh-huh.
I was, uh-oh.
I'm still writing I'm 24 years old on all my checks.
I'm still writing I'm 24 on all your checks.
Yeah. Okay, I'm still writing, yeah, I'm, yeah.
I'm still writing I'm 16 on all those message boards.
Your half birthday is February 23rd, Kevin. I just want to not, you know.
So that makes what? Your full birthday November 46th?
That's right.
So we're going to need that day, like, if we have, like, I don't know what if we'll have like bad news to deliver to Kevin or something, but we're going to have to do it on that day because any day it's not his birthday, he's like very sad and like very like not in a place where he can get like any negative information at all. On his birthday, there are no one's allowed to like be mean to him or anything on his like actual birthday, of course. And he doesn't have to go to school. His half birthday is kind of like baseline day. We just have to like get everything in on.
That's when we kind of unload on him. He's so fragile the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's where like, he's okay. Like kind of emotionally like totally in harmony is on his half birthday.
Mm-hmm. And on my birthday, yeah. I can take a field trip wherever I want.
Into any home, he says.
Yeah. It's like, Kevin, I do think it's interesting that you do make a point of saying that you can go anywhere you want on your field trip, but you have gone to Dax Shepard's podcast recording studio for the past 5 years in a row.
I'm trying to be an armchair expert. He did catch me sniffing the seat.
Which seat? The armchair seat or the toilet?
That's not the type of expertise. Yeah. Like becoming an expert on the armchair, I don't think like...
Yeah,
taking a big whiff of the seed is. I don't think that's
kind of becoming a cushion expert. Yeah, the guest seat. Every year for my birthday, I go to Dax's house. I bring 3 cans of chewing tobacco. I do a little bit of all of them, which is what he did when he came to Earwolf and I recorded him. So I try to like, I cut off my sleeves. I have 3 different
it's
cans
a flight of chewing tobacco.
Yeah, that's I do a of... flight of chew.
Sort of a what do they call it?
A flight?
Tasting menu?
Yeah, so yeah, flight.
Yeah, I guess flight.
A flight kind of nailed it. We could punch it down a little bit.
Yeah, I would like to punch it down, personally.
Okay. That's I specialize in that.
Like a bread basket?
Oh, yes, but with many breads?
Yeah.
An assortment
a sampler
of
platter? Well, that's, yeah.
Sampler, that's yeah. Yeah.
Cheesecake Factory bread platter has the pumpernickel and the regular.
Yes. Yes, it does. So, and you know what? The pumpernickel is really good.
Of course. That's the classico. Good. Lather it up with the bread. Fill yourself up before your 2 entrees come out.
The pumpernickel's so good.
So I bring my 3 cans of chew. I cut off my sleeves and then I ask the engineer if they can turn only me up in my headphones.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know, but when they say that, I don't know if I can do that, there's going to be a problem.
Mitra, are you holding a lighter?
It's a fireplace lighter.
So yeah, there's like no video. Mitra took a big, long lighter. Yeah, it's like a grill lighter for sure.
She's so sparking she's up sort a of big green
it
egg.
At us.
Yeah. Oh my God, she's loading. Nugs of herb into a big green egg.
Yo.
Holy shit.
She's smoking that doink. She's lighting up a big fat doink right there.
No, she is. She's puffing the Zaza. No, yes. She's puffing the Zaza, yes, you guys. She's blowing
zooted,
bush.
She's zooted off the Zaza.
She's turtled off the turpins.
My kings and queens, she's blowing bush the gentleman style.
She's smoking that ooey gooey cushy wishy. The creepy wee wee.
It's legit as if she is one of the figures inside of the screenplay that was written by Hugh Grant's character inside of the movie The Gentlemen.
Don't get the reference.
So you must get some of them.
Don't. I know who Hugh None Grant of them? Is. I know who Hugh Grant is.
And okay. what a screenplay
well,
you, is.
Well, you've never seen him like that. This.
You've never you seen him so writer.
You thought it's not your Grampy's Hugh Grant.
Sorry, I only watch Wednesday on Netflix.
R.I.P. Sorry, Kevin. I didn't mean to bring up your Grampy.
R.I.P.
There should be a movie called Hugh Grant should star in a movie called Huge Grandpa. Why not, right?
Yeah,
Alyssa,
so,
write it.
So, Alyssa, thank you so much. Do please ask for permission to say that in the future.
That would have been an automatic yes, for sure.
Yeah.
But you didn't even know what I was going to say earlier, and that's what's so hilarious.
That's so, sorry.
What's so Hilaria Baldwin?
I was just going to say so Hilaria Baldwin. Wait, by the way, I just saw the video of Alec Baldwin begging people to follow her on Instagram. Did you guys see this video?
No.
Pull it up, Kevin.
Pull it up, Kev. Let's watch.
The craziest video I've ever seen.
Kev, this might save the episode. Pull this up.
Hey, everybody. It's December. Do that again.
It's just
hey, everybody.
Guy.
It's January 5th,
oh
the day
my
before
God.
My wife's birthday. It is my wife.
Born on January 6th.
Birthday tomorrow, January 6th. We don't attach the same significance to January 6th that other people do. We just say it's Ilaria's birthday. I would like to ask you a favor. I would like to ask you a small favor. And that is my wife is just, it seems like she's just centimeters shy of a million followers on Instagram. And I would like to ask you as a birthday gift or even just gesture to my wife, would you follow her on Instagram? Obviously I love my wife. Obviously I'm crazy about my wife. Obviously blah, blah, blah. All the things we all say about people we're in love with. My wife's the most fabulous person I've ever met in my whole life.
He hates her.
That's true. That's true.
That's true. That's true. That's true. That's definitely true.
And I just need to say that that is
true. I would like
true.
As many of you as possible.
I can't like his eyes.
I would like
because she's
really
holding a gun on
great,
the other side of the camera.
Surge of people to follow my wife on Instagram.
Look how many scissors are in the background.
Happy birthday.
I was just thinking that.
Would you do that for me?
Would you do
follow
that for
my
me?
Wife on Instagram?
He's being Trump.
Yeah.
Ew. End the video.
End it. I'm so close to coming. We have to end the video.
I would like a great, great surge
so close to orgasm.
Of people to follow my wife on Instagram.
And I love her. That's true. That's true.
Blah, blah,
true.
Blah,
true.
Blah, 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 blah.
All the things you say about people you love, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
She's centimeters shy.
Obviously,
so we could give her a few extra centimeters tonight.
I like my wife.
he's measuring how close she is to having a million followers in how you measure a cervix when it's dilated.
Yes,
it's like there are numbers that can be attached to how close she is to the million, but he went
but he's imagining measuring her vagina.
That's what he's doing.
You guys, I filled out a form saying that I wanted to join a boxing gym, and they've called me like 10 times in the past 3 days, and they won't stop texting me, and I don't want to go anymore.
Well, the bad news is they're going to beat you up.
Yeah, that's not the kind of place you want to turn your back on.
Yeah, they're boxers.
Okay, you don't want to join? Just come once, and you'll get a very good boxing lesson.
A boxing lesson you'll never forget.
Hey, it's Michelle again.
Oh, God, not Michelle.
Michelle with one L texted me again just now.
It's always one L.
Hey, was just punching a thing and thinking about you.
No!
Wow, look at all those long texts.
There's so many texts. They're so long. That's like the text wow. I send. Disgusting.
That's like the text you send to women you have on the podcast.
At night.
I'm just
I like to
That's
get all the
funny.
Information out. No. Go on. Michelle and Max Shepard.
I've dished it out really, enough. I should be able to take it.
Really taking heat on this show.
I respect Michelle. She just needs to leave me alone.
Well, Mitra, you made a fatal mistake. You filled out a form. And as we all know, that is a binding contract.
Mm-hmm.
Being contacted.
I do regret being interested in trying something new.
can you block the number?
It's never gone well.
I can block the number, but I do. There is a part of me that is like, I did want to try boxing.
I know. Mm-hmm. I want to try it as well. We can.
It's
going to
mess
up
your. It's going to mess up your whole pottery style. That's what I'm really worried about.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're just going to sit next to the heavy bag and just kind of like put a hand on either side of it and like try to like shape it.
Mm-hmm. Videos of me wailing on a bag of clay.
I feel like I need a new hobby. Alyssa's got her new hobbies. Mm-hmm. Mitra has her new hobbies. I don't.
Is this a tooth?
Crew, wait.
Are we talking about Alyssa?
Is the like tooth Alyssa's a hobby at this point?
Losing half a tooth?
Yes. Yeah, for about two hours every morning, I just shove my tongue in the hole where the tooth broke off, and that feels really amazing. I like to feel the pain. No, I've started horseback riding.
Oh, wow.
And it's
Does
awesome.
Does the horse know? I don't know what that means.
Don't tell the horse.
Just felt, it's like the shape of something you might say.
I've started, like, I've started non-consensual horseback riding.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
I think that's important because the same way that Alec Baldwin has to say, and that is true, and that is true.
That is true.
I do love my wife, and that is true.
I do love my wife.
When we are kidding, I think we should have to say, and we are kidding. And the horses consent.
Okay, starting now, I'm kidding. For the rest of the episode, I'll be kidding.
Yeah, me too. Everything as well. You said before was serious.
Kevin, mark this. I'm going to be kidding. Yeah, I'm going to be kidding for the next 3 minutes.
Well, next 19 minutes. We're going the full hour. 19 minutes, Jodi Picoult novel. Anyone read that?
No.
No.
About a school shooting.
It's in my cart. Minutes.
Is it really?
Okay, I'm kidding. Sorry.
Wow. Okay, guys, time for a game. It's called What's in Your Cart? Everybody say what's in their cart.
What's in your cart, Sandy?
40 pounds of cat litter.
What kind?
Yeah, you know I'm doing that pine litter. Smells amazing.
I have a neon green string bikini. For real.
Wow. You guys get together? Imagine.
Meet you rolling around in that cat litter.
Swimming around in it.
Can't, like,
doing like Busby Berkeley style choreographed performance.
Mm-hmm.
Stomp.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's my cart. And two 12 packs of Spindrift.
Nice.
They're spiking it these days. Look out. Whoa. I just saw at the store.
There's alcohol Spindrift. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is spiked.
That's
up.
Crazy. Yeah. That's the craziest fucking thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Well, you got to get out more. Or actually, you got to come on this show more because we talk about some of the most twisted and fucked up stuff happening in society today. And like the Spindrift thing is the tip of the iceberg. But there is a guy with a syringe full of tequila who is going around and spiking all the Spindrifts at the store.
Oh, mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, there is a guy. Yeah.
So for kids on Halloween, they get their precious Spindrift, and then it's spiked with tequila.
You think it's
y'all
safe.
Watching local news again?
Do you guys remember those emails that would go around where it was like, when you go to the gas station, be careful because people are putting syringes under the handle and it has AIDS in them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember sending those emails. I remember being pretty proud of that email when I had that idea.
If Kevin doesn't say this is like it's actually medically harmful for if he just like stores it up for too long, like it makes the face that he's about to say something and he doesn't get to like release it, it actually is really bad for him and it hurts.
Thank you, Hayes. I just wanted to share a screen what's in my cart.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Last purchased.
This is what I'm buying another
so there's
one.
No video, but yeah.
It's a green screen face mask and gloves so I can rob other green screens and not get caught.
Whoa.
This, wait, what's the this face mask and gloves.
There's two things in your cart, by the way.
What's in my cart?
You don't have to share, but
you do.
A full green screen head covering and gloves. It's just making me think about how... So Kevin recently released a two-part video project that was a short film, right?
Yeah.
About a podcast. Doesn't really involve our show at all, but it is on our Patreon for some reason. And I noticed people pointing out, like, would have been nice to have, like, a best of 2022 or something.
Yeah, kind of mean-spirited, too.
I guess. They're just saying, they're paying. They're just saying, like, what they want. And I'm sort of wondering if whatever this green screen mask and gloves is going towards...
I think it's going towards a best of 2022.
To be related to the show.
Is this the best of 2022? Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're in it, babe.
I want to ask, maybe you should call this episode best of 2022 so that your fans can be mad at us.
That's a great idea.
Oh, that's really smart. Kevin,
and Alyssa
said
it.
Best of 22.
Perfect.
Can we acknowledge the fact that I...
Put it in quotes. Put it in quotes.
She said it, and she didn't even ask permission to say to do this horrible thing to our listeners. But now it's done.
Yeah.
Wait, I just want to say Kevin's got some really cool stuff in his cart. Temporary tattoo paper. Like, you print them?
I have vibes locked in for this year.
Yeah.
He has hair detangler spray and temporary tattoo paper, which is, that is a chronological order. He does need to use... It's body hair detangling spray in order to just kind of like create the conditions for the temporary tattoo to be applied.
Clear the path.
No one asked what's in my cart.
What's in your cart, of course.
What's in your cart, Alyssa?
I still haven't bought it. And I've been telling Mitra, I told Mitra I was going to buy it. And it is a helmet type situation.
It's like a helmet pillow.
It's like a sleeping helmet, which is, I'm realizing, a joke from Three Busy Debras, where I wear a sleeping helmet, and now I'm admitting that I am intending to purchase one.
Wait, what is it?
Yeah, it's with the tooth thing. I think it's time. Whatever happened,
we need to.
And
be
it
safe.
Would, and it would be the second purchase of mine. That's like a comfort helmet.
It's really...
Oh wow. Wait, hold on. The image of the person using it is really scary. It's really scary.
It's good because you can scare
really
someone.
Nice sleeping helmet.
This is the photo I'm gonna use to promote the episode.
Yeah. I want a free one. Ostrich pillow, if you want to send me a free one, I have 4,000 followers on Instagram and zero views on my stories, but I will gladly take a free ostrich pillow. Thank you.
So to describe the picture of someone using it, imagine if, like, remember when someone would fall asleep with their head on their desk in school? Imagine if they did that, but then their head disappeared. That's sort of what you're seeing.
It sort of looks like a gray bell pepper with space for your nose and mouth and for your arms to go in it at the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can put your hands in these little pockets in what I am going to call the alien eye section of the sleeping helmet.
And I love the spinning globe GIF. Because that way it just shows how long she's asleep.
Yeah, time it shows that they are completely still and that you should be concerned about whether they are alive because the rest of the world moves.
And then there's the tagline, 10 years of resting anywhere.
Yeah, it was actually
and anywhere. Anywhere in the image is signified by a spinning globe next to... a possibly dead user of this pillow.
And is the goal to use it like at a desk the way they're using it?
I intend to use it in the bed.
It says anywhere.
Anywhere. Right, and I do like the big mouth right in the middle. Just open, whole, gorgeous.
Big old gaper.
Big ol' gaper.
Hey, you gotta breathe.
Big ol' gaper reporting for duty.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.